Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Agados of Masechet Shabbos, Al Pitoras Moreinu Rabbeinu Ma'or Yisrael V'Kedoshom Maran Rav Kuk Zetzal. And this year should be a specialist for Armor Miyamarasi Sheyichi, L'chol Etzech Al-Atzeim, Avram Yosef, Ben Chana, for Shleim, Avrach Avatzlacha, Lo, U'l'chol Anil V'Meilav, B'Medali Vatzchana Dina, Avrach Avatzlacha, U'l'chol Ma'asei Adea, In the previous year, we learned the beginning of the famous Gemara, Amar Rava, B'shah Shemachnisim Adam Ladin, when a person is brought into judgment. So that's what we learned last time. We spoke about how when someone's brought into judgment, whether he wants to or not, Achnisim, Malkorcho, but that's when he meets the truth, and that's Hashem's Chesed, to help a person come to the truth of his own Metzius. Meaning of his own, of Hashem's Metzius, and of his own personal, this person's Metzius. So we were ma'arich about that. That was about 40 minutes or so, close to 40 minutes. Just on those words, B'shal Shemachnis and Adam Ladin, Oimrim Loi. It is said to him, Nasata v'nasata v'emunim. Kavati itim l'tayra. Asakta v'pili of Rivia, tzipis of Yishua, papalta v'chachma, yimanta dover, mitoch dover. So these are the, they call them questions. Everyone else quotes this Gemara questions. Between the Rosh and the Gemara is Oimrim Lo. It is said to him. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Ma'or Einenu Be'emet Shanefesh Mitkadeshet Mitum Ata V'Rigshoteha HaTiviyim HaTzfunim Ba Mit'Orerim B'Kirba Az HaSheila HaYotir Choderet U'Marahi Ota HaSheila Shehi Shoelet Et Atzma. The truth is that when the soul is sanctified from its impurity, and its natural feelings that are hidden in it are aroused, as we spoke about in the previous year, how the nature of the soul is reawakened, rekindled upon one's demise, because then it is released from the body, as a Sheila Yotil Choderet, the most penetrating question, Umarahi, and most bitter question, is ota sheila shishoelet et atzma, the question that it asks itself. Kasher b'tocha yishtomem liba, al asher kacha hushpela v'nitrachaka, miziv zohar melech chayim, asher kavod v'hadar, iter ota. Within it, the soul is going to wonder how low it has sunk and distanced itself from the light of the shine of the living king, that splendor and glory crown it. Omnam chiluf ha-matzavim einenu murgash b'lo hadraga ve'oto ha-ma'afav shehadva ha-be'amit sama al ha-nefesh So the question obviously then is, if the greatest clarity, the deepest question, the most profound question that one can ask oneself, the most penetrating question one can ask, asks oneself, how have I sunk so low? How have I distanced myself from God? So why omrim lo? Why is he told? So that's what Rabbeinu explains. Chiluf ha-matzavim einenu murgash b'lo hadraga. The transformation of situations is not felt without hadraga in stages. There has to be stages. There have to be stages. Ve'oto ha-mafal, and that darkness, Shadba b'amit sama la nefesh, that the animalistic imprint has placed on the soul, eino zaz mimenu al nikla, is not removed from the person easily. Ki'im bebo aleh hara michutz ala, unless a light comes from the outside. Al ken hi omedet b'ma'amat kaze, and therefore she stands. That's, in other words, there has to be something that comes from the outside, because there is now a transfer. A transition is a transition stage, a better word. It's now a transition stage. And the Mela in this stage What one needs is to be asked from the outside. One is not yet ready to ask oneself. There has to be some light that comes from outside, because there is still this animalistic imprint on the soul, and therefore one is not yet ready to meet the truth on his own. And therefore, something questioned must come from the outside. Therefore, it is in such a situation that its internal power is not shaken to ask the question of this deep question of judgment and righteousness. She is told. Av she'akol abala menachutz. We just had a kol abala menachutz. Av she'akol abala menachutz einena gam ken mimena nifdal. Even though this voice that you're right, the soul is not yet ready. There's still this animalistic imprint. Adim ayir peri yivole. Man is born a wild donkey, like it says in the Yov. So there's still this negativity in the soul that one is not yet ready fully to ask oneself the question. And therefore, omrim la. Nevertheless, even though this voice that comes from the outside is a gamken menachutz and then a gamken mimena nivdal, v'shorashot tavua ba'omek mitziutan, its root is imprinted in the depths of its reality. Aval kevan shekol chamidotea ikariot kvar nitnakru mimena uchmozar nachshavu. So this voice that comes from the outside is really rooted in the depths of a person's reality. But since all of its fundamental pleasures, all of its fundamental wants, needs, and desires of the soul have become foreign to the person and are like mozar nechshav, or like a stranger, therefore this question is like coming from the outside that penetrates until the depths is being. In other words, says Moreno Arav, and this omrim lo, why omrim lo? Because he's not yet ready to face it on his own. He's not yet ready to face these questions on his own. However, it's not fully coming from the outside, because once it comes from the outside, he realizes this is really the question that I'm asking myself. But he needs a little help, external help. So now we have what is said to the person. Number one, nasata v'nasata be'emuna. Have you been faithful in business? Kavata itim la Torah. Did you give and take with faith, literally? And did you set aside time to study the Torah? ההתנערות לחיי האמת, להכרה אדירה, לחשק הנמרץ של הדבקות באור החיים של חי העולמים, שיעיר על ידי אור הצדק, החסד והמשפט. הלא הוא הדעת אותי, אמר השם. The being shaken to a life of truth, to the incredibly tremendous recognition, to a strong desire of clinging to the light of life, of the life of all of the worlds, that will shine through the light of justice, kindness, and righteousness, justice, and righteousness, kindness, and justice. What is that? That is Das Osi. That is knowing God. Knowing God. That's what we're being shaken towards. What does the pasuk say in Jeremiah? Al Yisrael Achachma Achachmaso. So Gibor Ruf, etc. Don't take pride in your wisdom, a wise person, a strong person, a wealthy person. Rather, what you take pride in has scale viodosi, that you know me. That what am I? Ki ani Hashem oseh chesed. I do chesed. I do mishpat, and I do tzedaka ba'aretz. That's what we have. That's why we're here. That we should know that He is a God of chesed, mishpat, and tzedakah, and we should live our lives accordingly. Askel v'adorosi. We have to know God. We have to know God's nature as He reveals Himself to us, which is a God of kindness. Das osi. Now we are ready to cling to God. To have Das Hashem. Al kein mitchila ba'akara shel hatzedek hativi. That's what it says in the puzzle. I am Hashem who does mishpat tzedaka v'aretz. So there's tzedek. So it starts with tzedek, it starts with justice. Masu matim de'emuna. Doing business with faithfully, with honesty. Shel amrot. Omek ha'atba'a sheyesh b'nefesh ha'yishara she'asa ha'tor elohim liyot soledet mikol avel. Hine ha'mafal ha'chomrim masgi otah. God imprinted on the human soul that we should be honest. There isn't a culture in the world that isn't turned off, that isn't enraged when being met with dishonesty. Nobody will ever say, oh yeah, yeah, he ripped me off big time. That's fine. That makes sense. Now, we have righteous indignation, as we should. We have more righteous indignation when we're ripped off. But even when somebody else is ripped off, everybody knows that that's evil. In other words, you take a fellow like Bernie Madoff, may his soul have a kapara. So there was nobody in the world who was saying, no, that's all right. You know what I mean? A little bit of a Fonzie scheme. Fonzie scheme is a person who watches a lot of episodes of Happy Days. That's a Fonzie scheme, but a Ponzi scheme. Oh, a little bit of a Ponzi scheme. Lonara, a few hundred billion, how many billion dollars was it? A lot. So, everybody thinks that that's wrong. Because God created the soul with Yashrus. Well, why should people think that's wrong? Maybe it's a dog-eat-dog world. Maybe it's fine. I cheat you as much as I can, you cheat me as much as you can. Maybe those are part of the rules, you know, like, it's like, let's say, in sports. Right? Sometimes people do these trick plays. What's the idea of a trick play? You're misleading the opponent. That's how you win. And people think that's fine to do a trick play. He stole second. It's Mamish Geneva. No. That's part of the rules of the game. You're allowed to go and steal second. He's going to try to stop you. If you got it, you got it. You pick up the base and you take it home. That they're not going to let you do. But those are part of the rules. But you see, that's because those are the rules of the game. People accept it. But when it comes to being dishonest, everybody agrees. But those are against the rules, to steal, to cheat, to lie. So it all starts with tzedek. The only thing is that there's this ma'afal chomri, despite the fact that it's so looked down upon, almost everybody does it. Almost everybody lies, people cut corners, people would cheat more if they knew they wouldn't get caught. That's what's on the stopping from people, right? They'd rather pay the taxes than sit in jail. But if people could get away with it, of course they would cheat. Very often. Why? Because ha'ma'afal ha'chomri, the darkness of the material being, turns a person away from the straight and upright path. From the paved way, literally. But there's a hatba'a b'nefesh ha'adam. It's part of the nature of the human psyche to be turned off by dishonesty. So that's why we start off listening. Remember, Shasha Machnis Adam Ladin is that we're dealing with Teva Nefesh, the nature of the soul. The soul is coming back to its most basic nature. The most basic nature of the soul is to be honest. And people who are dishonest feel yichi about themselves, bivadai. Everybody feels good when they steal. Obviously, they think they're going to feel better when they steal. If they don't steal, they want the money. So they'd rather have the money than the good feeling of being honest. All right. But deep down, they feel yichi. They feel wrong. Because they know they're bad and nobody wants to be bad. Everybody wants to feel that they're good. Pasuk says in Mishlei that what everybody does is right in his eyes. One of the Bali Musa said, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro, even Hitler wanted to feel that what he did was right in his eyes. So, when someone steals, they feel rotten. They do it anyway. Sometimes they feel rotten, and therefore now he's coming within. We want to arouse the soul back to its natural state of honesty. אחרי הצדק הטבעי הניקח עם ההרגשה הישרה, מתרוממת התביעה למידה יותר חזקה. שראה באמת אין הצדק משלם רק וזאת המידה שובה בהרגשה הישרה. שראה מידת ההרגשה קצרה היא מהסקלת כל פרטי הצדק המסתפקים לרבות אופניהם. הם צריכים להיות של הרגשת דרישה עיונית, איך למלא אחריו בכל רוחו, וזה אפשר קיים על ידי דרישה בתורה, שבאה על ידי קביעות עיתים. הכן, מה שזה מדבר קבעת עיתים לתורה. מה שמפריע לרב פה, זה מה הקשר, מה הצמד הזה, בין נסעת ונתת באמונה, וקבעת עיתים לתורה. זאת אומרת, apparently there's a connection between these two, one's right after the other. What does one have to do with the other? Were you honest in business, were you kaveit in the Torah? So I could say to you, that's the Seder Ayayim, right? You start off the day, you go to work. And then after work, you have your chavrusa. You finish work at 5. In the olden days, you finish work at 5. 5:30, you come home, you eat dinner at 6. And you sit in the base medrash till 10:30, 11. Halavai. And then kavat yitim, and he works great, because next is a sakta, a period of arivya. And somebody tries to go home, have children. And then it's a piece of the Yeshua before he goes to sleep. He's Tzav of Yeshua, and then he learns a little bit more. It's not really enough. That's the person saying, "I'm not speaking Marnitz." I'll go upon him. What the Rav is saying over here, I don't want to confuse me and the Rav. My job in these shiurim is to tell you a lot less of my own philosophies and really to try to convey to your mouth to the Rav. It's a beautiful letter by Moreni Rabbeinu Adon Rav Moshe Zatzal, Rav Shapira, and. The letter that he wrote, he said that, which was published, that his goal is just to be a mouth for the Gedolim that preceded him. Try to explain what they mean. So obviously, I'm not comparing myself to Rav Moshe. Comparing myself to Rav Moshe would be comparing the size of the universe to a speck of dust. I'm a speck of dust. Rav Moshe is the size of the universe, and that's being very, very complimentary towards me. So, Rav Moshe gave it not only was a pair for them, but he expanded. And my job is really just to try to understand what Ravina was saying and try to convey it to others. So that's where we're going over here. So what does the Rav say, as I'm understanding? Tzarichim Yosher, it's not enough to be honest. You know why? Because there's so many possibilities. There's so many details. What does one do? Because one wants to be honest in business, but a lot of times there are ethical dilemmas. What's considered honest? That's why you have Gans Chesh and Mishpat and all the Bavis and questions belief self about honesty, about tzedek. Therefore, it has to go with Kavat Yitim LaTorah. So it's good to have a feeling of honesty, but you want to know how to apply that. That's really the difference between Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles also have a sense of morality and ethics, no question. Many of them. But then when you get into thorny moral dilemmas, then what do you do? What do you do? So the Torah gives us answers. When a woman is giving birth and her life is in danger, does one abort the baby? Or no? The baby is born and then the mother has to chas v'shalom die. And the Gemara discusses that. Is it seen before the baby is born, after the baby sticks his head out or head out? We have many, many questions of triage, of who to say first, questions that came up now with COVID, and questions of ribbis, you're not allowed to take ribbis, what's considered ribbis, what's not considered ribbis, questions of Dina de Bar Mitzra, selling first to the neighbor, for selling to someone else. A lot of questions. Is it considered misleading the buyer? What's considered honest advertising? What's considered dishonest advertising? Merv Rabbi said, Hashaylot him amash b'lidai. Harbe harbe shaylot. So that's why you need Torah. K'viyus itim la Torah. It's gevaldik. Now you know, once you're kovayitim, oh, now you know what to do. You have to learn halacha. You have to know what to do. It's not enough just to have an idea. Oh, be honest. What does that mean? And also, lying, let's say, sometimes one should lie. Your wife comes home, and she bought a new dress that she can't return. And you think it's the ugliest thing on this side of the Mississippi. You're going to tell her that? Isn't that being honest? Tell her. Tell her what you think. Don't recommend it. And what do you say in such a situation? So many, many questions. Baruch Hashem, halachic literature is filled with millions of pages of discussions, of questions, of what to do, what's right in God's eyes, what's honest. Love it. קבעת עיתים לתורה, אף משקביעות עיתים לא יספיקו להעמיד את הידיעה עד כדי סקירת עומק היושר והצבר לכל פרטיהם המרובים. Wait a second. Listen, we're doing the balabas over here. This isn't the, you know, Rav Steinman learning 18, 20 hours a day, or Rav Chaim Knievsky. It's a balabas, he's kaveit, and he goes to work. He says, Moreno Rabbeinu, yeah, you're right, kviyas itim is not enough. That he's going to know, he's going to be able to scull, to be able to scan. It's the srok. The skull is like to comb through the depths of the, similar idea, the depths of the righteousness and honesty in all the myriad of details. Nevertheless, the feeling itself is elevated. When there's das, you're kaveitim. He said, "This I'm going to set aside time every day to know das Hashem, to know what it means to be honest." So we have the tztuk, we have the tzedek of nasat and nasat of emuna. Then you have the mishpat of learning Torah and learning what's the right way. Hela mishpat and mishpat tassim lefnei. Haidei adia shenena malad kol tafkida ki ma'adei osifat da'at abai la midayom biyomo haidei kviyut iti. So you know that you every day you're going to add yidiyas. Are you going to learn all in one day? You learn kol ha'Torah kula in one day? In sikur. What can you do? Every day you're adding on yidiyas. And in this way, you know that you're getting closer and closer to knowing what God wants. So those are the first two things man is told. Nasata v'nasata v'amuna. Kavati itim l'tayr. I was thinking maybe the reason it doesn't say Shoalim is Adam because Oimrim La'adam. Oimrim La'adam, this is the right way that you should have been. And the question is, were you equal to the task? Because Sheila, they know in Shemayim what you did. Were you really equal to the task? Did you properly do it? Not asked. The person knows the answer. Next. Again, just a suggestion. Number three, asakta bepirli avirivya. Why is that? Okay, we understand now the first two questions, why they're so fundamental. Because you have to know God. And you know God through tzedek and mishpat, through being honest, doing what your soul naturally does. And knowing all the details, knowing what to do. Torah. Kavati tim l'Torah. Now question number three is asakta bepirli avirivya. How does that fit in? Were you involved in procreating? Were you involved in procreating? Achei HaTzedek HaOveh Ya'ir Or HaTzedek HaAtid. After the justice of the present, will shine the light of the justice of the future. Shevet gabrut koach hanefesh hazaka hanetzelat meor chokma liyona hakol neskar b'skira achat kolelet emakefet ad shelo rak et asher yachol ubeatzmo lotzi al hakoach mechlal haosher v'ashlemut nagol kesefer lefanav ki im et asher yichus et hadorot habaim. You take care of the present, and they have to start thinking about the future. But now that this is this empowerment of the soul that is pure and that is emanated from the light of divine wisdom, everything is seen in one view, in one sweeping vision. To the point that not only what this person can actualize is included in his shleimus. That is opened up in front of him. How much of a righteous person were you? So yes, the now, that's nagol kesefer lefanav. That's opened up like a book in front of him. Kiim et asher yuchlu seit hadorot habayim. But also, what the future generations are going to do. Hatlim harbei beichut hatavat arkei chayav. That are dependent very much on the improvement of the quality of his life. Who gam hem niglalim. Did you know how much there was in the future generations? That are going and developing, and their light is increasing and reaching the ultimate purpose that the master of the universe presented, established. Ve'ech kol koach. Tov, she'etzeh la'avayo, olech v'oseh perot. And how every good koach that comes out of existence does makes fruits. Hashich lo kiro b'shvilo atzmo b'shvil ha'atid shelo. You have to appreciate him for him and for himself. And for him and for his toldos, for his descendants. Ha'ken kol mishpat ha'ma'asim mityachasim lefeh she'elat ha'atid. It's a very basic and fundamental question. We all say pure view, because it's not only about you, it's about the future generations. Somebody makes one decision. That's amazing. Somebody makes one decision to send his child to yeshiva. Send his child to yeshiva, and that child becomes a ben Torah, and all of the generations are going to become ben Torah. Once heard of two people who came from the war, from the Holocaust. Remember the story correctly? Probably happened many times. One ended up in a yeshiva and one ended up on a kibbutz. One became a Rosh Yeshiva and one, I don't even know if he was keeping Shabbos. So that one decision is mamish kveveh l'doros habayim. The way I live my life is very much can impact my children, 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 children. This is a question they're asking me. Did you think about the future? Asakta b'piri v'rivya. It's going to be molded Paris. It's not only about you, it's about what the future generations are going to look like. To the extent, the quality of one's own spirituality, the quality of one's own Yerushimayim, the quality of one's Avos Torah, etc., 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 has a very strong impact on the children. And that in turn impacts the future generations. And again, so this is one little decision of where to live, where to send one's child to school. Who to marry. These are things that impact the generations. You have to also be thinking about the future. So the Asakta B'Piri V'Rivya is about the future. All right, sweet friends, this is awesome. And B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we zocha to learn three shtiklach from the Rav. And kamuvan, yesh od me'ot rabot rabot shel ma'amarim shemeirim lanu at hachayim. מתוך דברי מאור ישראל וקדושו מרן הרב זצ"ל, זכותו תגן עלינו ועל כל ישראל, אמן. And with God's help, in everlasting kindness, we will please God continue. And we will see more nefilos mitoras Hashem. And I thank you so much for joining me on this incredible journey. Thank you, thank you. Shalom, shalom. Bring another shalom to you.